From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. The Arkansas legislature is taking up a funding bill for the governor's Medicaid expansion plan in the fiscal session beginning on Wednesday, and the issue is spilling over into the race for U.S. Senate. The latest salvo in the contest between Democratic challenger Connor Eldridge and Republican incumbent John Bozeman has Eldridge characterizing his opponent's attempts to repeal the Affordable Care Act as votes to terminate health insurance for over 250,000 low-income Arkansans covered under Medicaid expansion.
The real issue is the funding stream that's been provided. And a vote to repeal the Affordable Care Act is a vote to get rid of that without a proposal to replace it.
Senator Bozeman has said there are more cost-effective, free market-oriented solutions to help increase insurance coverage than programs that fall under the Medicaid umbrella. The state's version of Medicaid expansion, which Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson calls Arkansas Works, has to be approved by state legislators. However, most of it is actually funded by federal dollars from the Affordable Care Act. Bozeman and Eldridge also face Libertarian Frank Gilbert, who has been opposed to Medicaid expansion. I'm Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News.